Now turn to part three. Questions 14 to 19. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You have 20 seconds to look at part three. You will hear a man called Alex giving some information about a race to a small group of runners.
Hello and welcome to the running club. I've got some information for you about next month's race. Now, to enter, you need to register online on our website. I'll give you the address. It's www.hawkthorne. That's hawkthorne.run.org. It's easy to find and doesn't take long. When you register, you'll need to pay straight away to enter. The prices are £3.50 for under 18s, and for everyone else, it's £7.30. If you're running with a group, there's a special price of £6.50 each for 10 or more people. Once you've registered online, print out your number, which you'll need on the day to attach to your back. There'll be people checking it when you finish to work out your race time. We'll be handing out water along the route, so you don't have to carry any. Please make sure you arrive in time to start at 11:30. If you've run our races before, you'll know we usually have lockers for your sports bags, but that building's currently closed for repairs. There'll be a hut where you can put your things. Just don't leave anything valuable. Now, you might have family watching. The race goes through town, but starts and finishes in the park. People like to be there to support the runners, but the view's pretty limited. There's space outside the library for a few people, or I'd suggest the area around the museum. You'll be able to see all the runners most easily there. Finally, there'll be photographers from the paper taking pictures during the race. They'll be published the next day, and you can buy copies of any ones you like. There's a T-shirt for each competitor, and we'll be selling burgers and drinks on the day. You'll probably be ready for those after you've finished the race. So, any questions?
Now listen again.
Hello, and welcome to the running club. I've got some information for you about next month's race. Now, to enter, you need to register online on our website. I'll give you the address. It's www.hawkthorne. That's hawkthorne.run.org. It's easy to find and doesn't take long. When you register, you'll need to pay straight away to enter. The prices are £3.50 for under 18s, and for everyone else, it's £7.30. If you're running with a group, there's a special price of £6.50 each for 10 or more people. Once you've registered online, print out your number, which you'll need on the day to attach to your back. There'll be people checking it when you finish to work out your race time. We'll be handing out water along the route, so you don't have to carry any. Please make sure you arrive in time to start at 11:30. If you've run our races before, you'll know we usually have lockers for your sports bags, but that building's currently closed for repairs. There'll be a hut where you can put your things. Just don't leave anything valuable. Now, you might have family watching. The race goes through town, but starts and finishes in the park. People like to be there to support the runners, but the view's pretty limited. There's space outside the library for a few people, or I'd suggest the area around the museum. You'll be able to see all the runners most easily there. Finally, there'll be photographers from the paper taking pictures during the race. They'll be published the next day, and you can buy copies of any ones you like. There's a T-shirt for each competitor, and we'll be selling burgers and drinks on the day. You'll probably be ready for those after you've finished the race. So, any questions?
That is the end of part 3.